Out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, page 843 in your Scofield Bible. Beginning with verse 16, we'll read responsively through verse 21. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. Let's pray.
I want to speak tonight on the subject, the best chance for your child. I am going to say some things tonight that some of you will not agree. I want to remind you that a lot of you that don't agree with what I'm going to say tonight are about 35, 40 years old, and I'm 71. I want to remind you that I was saved before you were born. I want to remind you that most of you, I was pastoring a church before your mother and dad ever got married. And I want to remind you tonight to consider. It wouldn't hurt you to consider what an older man says who's been in the business a half a century. I want to speak tonight. I could call it the wall, the gate, and the watchman. But I want to call it tonight the best chance for your child. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help me tonight in a very special way to help the dear people. Please, I beg you for your help. Do something real in our midst tonight. Amen. In the Bible days, most cities had walls around them. These walls were huge. Their foundations went down to solid rock. They were wide walls. On some of these walls, 7 horses could prance abreast side by side. And on the top of these walls. Now, in these walls were gates. Jerusalem's walls had several gates. There was the sheep gate. There was the fish gate. There was what was called the old gate. There was the valley gate. There was the gate of the fountain. At these gates were city offices and sometimes city parks and other interesting things. Sometimes the courts were there, the courts of justice were there. And at these gates, for example, Lot was at the gates of Sodom before Sodom was destroyed. Now, these gates and walls were for different purposes. Hear me carefully. The walls were to keep out the bad. The gates were to let in the good. Don't forget that now. The walls around these cities were to keep out the bad. But somebody at times had to get inside these cities. And so they had these gates, the walls to keep out the bad and the gates to keep out the good. So the wall was important. Now get this, it was not complete protection. For if somebody would let the wrong person inside those gates, the walls were not perfect for protection because the gates sometimes were wrongly used. The gates were there to let in that which was supposed to come in, But sometime that which could not get over the wall because the wall was thick and protective, sometimes the walls would keep them out, but they'd be allowed. Please put your pens and pencils up now. I want you to listen to me. I'm preaching to you, not lecturing. So these walls and gates were different purposes, as I said. The walls were to keep out the bad, and the gates were to let in the good. I say it again. So the wall was protection, but not complete protection. Such is the case here at First Baptist Church. We have some walls at First Baptist Church to protect our people, especially our young people. And by the way, these walls, as long as I'm pastor of this church, will stay firm and they stay solid, and we won't change what these walls are built from. Now we have some walls to protect our people and especially our youth. For example, we have our church. And by the way, the church is the most important protection your child has. Let me say it tonight, the church is more important than the Hammond Baptist school system. And the church is more important than Howells Anderson College. The greatest wall of protection we have is the church. With old-fashioned preaching like you're hearing tonight, and like you hear, and with Sunday school teaching, the church is the most important institution. Now, you holler amen at that, and yet you'll go out of town for the weekend, but you must get back for your kids to go to school on Monday, and so you say amen about one thing and practice another thing. Let me say this. The First Baptist Church is more important than Howells Anderson College. The First Baptist Church is more important than Hammond Baptist Grade School. First Baptist Church is more important than Hammond Baptist Junior High School. First Baptist Church is more important than Hammond Baptist High School. The First Baptist Church is more important than the City Baptist Schools. I'm saying we have built some walls to protect our people, and the most important of those is the church. Now, not only do we have the church to protect our people, and especially our young people, but we have our schools. And those schools have walls built around them. Now, these walls are to keep out liquor. These walls are to keep out dope and dopes. These walls are to keep out cursing. I want to say this. Anybody that curses on the property of any of our schools is being used of the devil, and you're not right with God, and you ought to ask God to forgive you. These walls, we built these walls to keep out the cursing. We built these walls to keep out sexual immorality. We built these walls to keep out improper clothing and immodest clothing. We built these walls around our schools and around our church to keep out rock music. I say it again, rock music. And some of you kids tonight ought to go home and get your dirty, stinking rock music and throw it in a garbage can. Ask God to forgive you. I'm sick and tired of moms and dads coming to me and saying, what do I do with my kids when I find rock music? I'll tell you what you do. You get your 2x4 and spank them. That's exactly what you do. We have built some walls to protect especially our young people. The walls of not allowing unchaperoned dating. The walls of no hand-holding or touching of the opposite sex in our schools. The walls of liberalism, keep out liberalism. The walls to keep out the false Bibles. The walls to keep out the false doctrine. The walls to keep out scantily clad cheerleaders. The walls to keep out security hostesses. I have security hostesses at our college to keep out the wrong element from Howells Anderson College. We have built some walls here at First Baptist Church. Walls of protection. And ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Jesus Christ has gotten so lax on her walls and convictions and standards, she's no more today than the liberal churches are. But bless God, the old-time religion is still alive here at First Baptist Church of Hammond, and old-time standards and old-time conviction and old-time rules are still alive at Hammond Baptist Schools and Howells Anderson College, and as long as the old man is behind this pulpit, it'll stay that way. We have our camps. We have our little league, our own little league. We have our choirs and music groups. We have our youth activities. While evangelical walls are crumbling, ours remain the same. While fundamental walls around America are crumbling, ours remain the same. Let me say tonight, there is, however, a problem. We have built these walls, and these walls are for protection of our young people. Every once in a while somebody will say, what are they going to do when they get out in the real world? Bless God, we don't aim for them to get out in the real world. But there is a problem. There is something we cannot do. We can build the walls, though we cannot control the gates. You must man the gates. Now there are several gates through which good was meant to enter that you've got to guard. One is the gate of your eyes. That means you guard what you watch on the television box. That means you guard what you read. The problem is, we cannot control the gates, and one of these gates is the gate called the eyes. Not only that, one of these gates is the gate called the ears. And we can't control that all the time. We can keep rock music out of Hammond Baptist School, but we can't keep rock music out of your house, but your moms and dads can keep rock music out of your house. Well, you say, how do you go about it? Did you ever hear of switches? Razor straps? Nothing irritates me anymore. Some big old fellow about 6'6", 280 pounds, muscle-bound fellow, comes into my office, and right behind him is some little girl weighs about 60 pounds. And he said to the house, I can't control my daughter. God have mercy. I can control your daughter, I promise you for sure. Old story. I was on an airplane coming back from Florida. I sat down beside a lady. She happened to be black, but she could have been maroon or yellow. It didn't make a difference. Same story been true. She had a little kid in her lap, and that little kid was causing everybody a problem. I mean, everybody a problem. So nobody on the plane could have peace. That little brat, that precious little angel, was crying. And so little kid was sitting in the middle. I was sitting in the aisle, and the lady was sitting over here next to the window. After about 30 minutes of that crying and screaming, I said, ma'am, would you like for me to hush your child? And she said, what would you do? And I said, I won't tell you, but I can hush your child. She said, I don't think so. After about 15 minutes of total chaos, little kid running everybody on the airplane's trip, she said, mister, I'll take you up on that. I said, ma'am, you just look out the window now and forget that the child is here. Child was screaming. I looked over, and I said, yeah! Yeah! Learn that word, folks. Say it. Yeah! Say it again. Yeah! Oh, learn that word. It'll work. I said, yeah! That little black kid had big white eyes. That kid hushed, froze. I said, sit still. For 1 hour and a half, this is what the kid did. Every time the kid looked at me, I went, that old W whammy will work all the time. For 1.5 hours, bless God, we had perfect peace. Now, let me say this. We can control the walls at Howells Anderson College, but you've got to control the gates. We can control the walls at Hammond Baptist Schools, but you've got to control the gates. We can control the walls at City Baptist School, but you've got to control the gates. Now, listen carefully. These gates, there are several gates through which good was meant to enter. One is the gate called the eyes. Another is the gate called the ears. Another is the gate called the mouth. Now, let me say this. The eyes were made to allow the beauty of God's handiwork to enter. Your eyes weren't made to go to movies. Your eyes weren't made to watch rotten shows on television. God made your eyes to hold the beauty of His handiwork, and these eyes are gates through which good or bad can enter. The gate called the eyes, made to allow the beauty of God's handiwork, made to allow godly and decent literature to enter, made to allow God's Word to enter. But we cannot control your reading material. We cannot control the pictures you choose to see. We cannot control the places you go where indecency is seen. We cannot come to your house and control your soap operas. We can't control the dirty, stinking talk shows that you have on your television set. We cannot control the movies that you show. And I want to say this. It's time, God's people, if you're going to have a television box, clean that box up. Clean it up. We cannot control that. We cannot control the movies that you have on your television set. We cannot control the beaches that you visit on vacation. We cannot control the books that you read. We cannot control the magazines that you scan. We cannot control the books you or your children must read in the secular schools. We cannot control your TV. I mean, we can build the walls, but moms and dads, you got to get those gates and man those gates. We cannot control, we can control the ears to a certain extent. We can build a strong wall, but we cannot control your radio. We cannot control your stereo. We cannot control your CDs. We cannot control the people to whom you listen. We cannot control the crowd with whom you run. We cannot control the schools that you attend. We cannot control the professors who teach you and their filthy language. And let me make it plain again tonight. And if this be treason, make the most of it. But I've said it for all these years. I'll say it tonight. Let me make it plain again. I love you, but your children will never attend a public school with my permission. I'm talking about elementary. I'm talking about high school. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about college. Your child will never attend a state university without me warning him not to go there. Now you listen. Well, it's not like it was when you were there. Brother, it's hell on earth. It's communism. It's illicit sex. It's godless professors. I'm trying to say that we can build the wall, but we cannot control the gates. That's up to you. Now I'm simply saying that we can build a strong wall, but cannot control, as I said, the things I mentioned. The eyes, the things you let come into your home through the eyes of your family. The things you let come into your home through the ears of your family. And by the way, that's where I come in. Hear me carefully. On these walls around these cities, in those walls there were gates. Above those gates, there were watchtowers. And there was a watchman above the gate. And that watchman's job was to warn the people of the enemy that was coming. Now, we have to have the walls, and bless God, the walls are the rules at Howells Anderson College. The gates, you have to control those, because we cannot control what enters into your house. But, that's where I come in. There was a watchtower on the walls, often above the gate. And the watchman was to look for the enemy and warn the gatekeeper and warn the people of the enemy. Now here you got these walls around the city. These walls are to protect the people from the enemy. You got these gates. Now the watchman can't control the gates, but there's a watchman up there on top of those walls looking out. Every time he sees something that's gonna, should not enter those gates, it was his job to sound the alarm. He could not keep the things from entering those gates. He could not keep the wrong people from entering those gates. But he could stand up and say, don't let those people in the gate. Don't let that thing in the gate. And that's what I'm for. I'm to stand up here and tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the things that you should not let in the gate. Now, we have the walls. But there's some things you should not let in the gates. The watchman was especially trained to know what was best and better than the gatekeeper was. Ezekiel, for example, was such a watchman. It was his job to help the gatekeeper know whom to keep out. It was his job to at least wash his hands of the guilt. In fact, it says, warn the people of their wicked ways. If you warn the people and they do not heed, you've washed your hands. Let me say this. If your child goes to the devil, my hands are clean. I stood here and taken a chance of making you mad at me to warn you about your young people, what they shouldn't do. I've warned you not to send your kids these godless public schools where the Bible is outlawed. Brother, anywhere the Bible's outlawed, I don't want to go. You say you preaching to me? I probably am. I warn you about these public schools where Jesus Christ is not honored, His Word is not allowed, where sin runs rampant, where sex is runs rampant. Where, just drive down past one of these high schools some morning and see these girls walking inside in those short shorts. And not a red-blooded American man in this room could go to a public high school and keep your mind clean. And if you can, I'd like to have you examined. Now then, the watchman was especially trained. And his job was to keep out that which should not come in. And to at least wash his hands of their guilt. The faithful watchman was not as popular as others. And the faithful watchman is not real popular now. But you're looking at one of them. And as long as I'm behind this pulpit, and as long as my name's on the letterhead as pastor of this church, I'm going to warn you of the enemy that'll wreck your child. I'm going to warn you of the public school system. I'm going to warn you of the heathen colleges. I'm going to warn you of the wicked things on television. I'm going to stand and wave my hands and say, look out, look out, look out, the enemy's coming. The faithful watchman was not popular. Listen carefully. You should not necessarily let the watchman decide what comes in. Now, hear me carefully. But you should let him veto and decide what does not come in. I should not tell you what your children should do. But you should listen to a man that's been pastoring for half a century and let him veto anything that he knows is not best for your child. Now, you listen to me. There are some of you that have grown up in this church. I pastored you when you were in the nursery. Now you've got your own children, and all of a sudden you know more than Brother House does about what your kids ought to do. But the truth is, you don't. For 50 years, I've been standing behind pulpits across this country. For 39 years almost, I've been standing behind this pulpit right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you could do a lot worse than when I wave the flag, don't you go any farther. I'm not saying I should tell your children who to date, but I ought to have veto power concerning when they don't date. I'm not saying what school your kids ought to go to. I'm saying I ought to have veto power, and brother, they'll be making popsicles in hell before I'll endorse the public school system. Or the secular, humanistic, godless colleges. Brother, if God's not welcome, I'm not welcome. If this book is not welcome, bless God, I'm not welcome. I said again, you should not necessarily let the watchman decide what comes in, but you should let him veto and decide what does not come in. You trust the watchman as much as you trust your doctor. It's a very strange thing. You go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription, you'll take what he says, and you don't say, doctor, I just don't see eye to eye with you. You trot down to the drugstore, get the prescription filled, and you take the medicine he told you to get well with. You trust your lawyer. You need a lawyer, you go to him, and you trust him. He gives you advice, and you take it. You trust your mechanic. Take your car down to have your car worked on. Mechanic says, this is wrong. You trust him. Now, you listen to me carefully. You say what you want to say. If this be treason, make the most of it. But you're listening to a man tonight that knows as much about the Christian life as your doctor does about medicine. And you're listening to a man tonight that knows as much about the Christian life as your mechanic does about his car. And you're listening to a man tonight that knows as much about the Christian life as your lawyer knows about law. I'm not one to control your life. I just want to wave the flag and wave the warning sign and say, don't do that. I won't tell you what to do, but don't do what I say you shouldn't do. Been preaching for 50 years. I've watched them stand, I've watched them fall. I watched them stay and I watched them leave. I know, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm talking about. I know this, you keep your kid in a public school, and I promise you won't be long, you'll become disenchanted with the First Baptist Church of Hammond. And you'll think we're narrow-minded. Well, bless God. Hey, we are narrow-minded. Bless God. Trust the watchman as much as you trust your doctor. Trust the watchman as much as you trust your lawyer. Trust the doctor as much as you trust your mechanic. Or trust the watchman as much as you trust your mechanic. Your best chance is one to keep the wall strong. And bless God, you looking at a man that walks around the institutions here with his old gospel gun loaded. I walk guard around these institutions here with my gun on my shoulders. Brother, when I see something Hammond Baptist Grade School shouldn't be there, I pick up a telephone and I'll say to Mr. Sisson, where do you go? I'll say, straighten up your act. Something goes on in junior high school, and it does most every day. I'll pick up the phone, and I'm responsible for Hammond Baptist Grade School, and Hammond Baptist High School, and Hammond Baptist Junior High School, and you're looking at a man, as long as he's here, the thing's going to be according to the old-time religion, and old-time standards, and old-time convictions, and bless God, we're going to build that wall around our young people, and if they go to hell, it'll not be my fault. Ezekiel said, or God said to Ezekiel, warn the people. He said, if you warn the people, if you don't warn the people and they die in their sins, their blood will I require at your hands. But if you warn the people and then they die in their sins, I will not require their blood at your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, not one single mom and dad can point to me and say, you're responsible because you didn't warn my child. Now you listen to me carefully. You hear me well now. Listen to me. Sit still. You keep your kids out of these sorry public schools. We have a little trend these days in our church of folks going to Hammond Baptist schools and then going to secular public colleges. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they're as rotten as the devil himself. Humanism, free sex, filthy language, godless professors, and they said to Jesus, get out of our school. And the Bible, get out of our school. And God, get out of our school. And gospel, get out of our school. And church, get out of our school. But we've said, come on back in ours. I'm not saying that if you'll do everything preached from this pulpit, that your child will turn out always good. I am saying, if you do what's practiced and preach from this pulpit, if you practice it, your child will have a 10 times better chance to turn out like he ought to be. And I know somebody came to this church and went through all your schools and turned out bad. For every one like that, I can tell you 100 that didn't. I'm not saying it's a sure thing. I'm simply saying it is far and away the safest thing. Keep your walls strong. Be careful about what enters into the gates. And, listen carefully, give the watchman veto power. I'm not a dictator. But it's so close it's hard to tell the difference. I don't want to be a dictator. I don't want to tell your kids what to do. I'll tell you what. It so happens that you don't have the best preacher in America, and you don't have the best Bible teacher in America behind this pulpit, but you've got a man that's been in this business for a half century. Now, one of these days, you're going to have some young fellow come in here and pass the church. While you've got 50 years' experience, you better listen to what preached from that behind this pulpit. Give the watchman veto power. I've over half a century experience. You say, who you think you are, God? Now, that's a wonderful question. First place, you know better than that. No, I don't think I'm God. I just think I'm a man that's been in this business a long, long time. And I've seen hundreds and thousands successful, and I've seen hundreds of thousands stumble and fall. These young people, the people that sang tonight up here, behind this pulpit on this platform, they've grown up under this kind of preaching. I'm talking about old-fashioned, hell-raising, barnstorming, window-rattling, shingle-pulling, hellfire and damnation preaching. Don't do that. That's wrong. And it so happens there's not a teenager in this room that knows right and wrong as well as Jack Hiles does. Now, what you better do is you better listen to what's said. A half a century experience in watching what enters and what hurts. I'm not asking you to let me make your decision. I'm not asking you to let me choose your future wife. I'm asking you to let me veto if I think you've got one coming on that you shouldn't marry. I'm not asking you to let me choose what college you go to. You can choose Hiles Anderson for yourself. But I'll tell you what, they'll make popsicles in hell before I'll approve Indiana University. They'll sell ice cream in Hades before I'll recommend Purdue University. Now you listen to me. I know something about what makes young people turn out right. And you're not going to let them sit there in a classroom and listen to somebody profane that Bible and curse and swear and dress like a whore. You're not going to let them sit there and turn out good. In God's name, you listen to what I'm saying tonight. He said, you're trying to say that my little darling can't take it? I'm trying to say that your little darling can't take it. I attended a state university in the late 1940s for 1 year. Listen carefully. For 1 year, I attended. Now, that's been over 50 years ago. You know, in 1 year, I began to doubt this book. In 1 year, the professors, they kept on hitting, Bible's not so, listen, your kid shouldn't go to school anywhere that life's at your church. And your kid shouldn't go to school anywhere that life's at your God and your Savior and His book. I recall halfway through the second semester, I began to doubt my mama's Bible. I began to doubt my preacher, fundamentalism, old-time religion. And I decided that I was going to find out who was right. I got my Bible. I went to the Baptist Student Union building on the campus of the Texas University in Arlington. And I said, I'm going to find out who's right, Mama or the professors. My mama said, this is God's book. My mama said, there's a heaven that has golden streets and a hell that has fire. I got on my knees, and I read this entire Bible through word for word during that semester. I started at Genesis. I read through to Revelation. When I got through reading the entire Bible, every day I'd read it, I'd say, God, show me who's right, Mama or the professors. Mama or the professors. After I read this whole Bible through, I jumped up one day and held the Bible high and shouted, Mama's right! Mama's right! Mama's right! And tonight, would you believe it or not, Brother Howells is right about what he's saying. I say it again. The best chance for your child, the best chance for your child is to stay within the gates and the walls, for you to man the gates to see what comes to him, and for an old-fashioned preacher to stand up behind the pulpit and cry aloud and spare not. I came to this church 39 years ago, this coming August 30th. We had hell on earth for a while. After I'd been preaching here, They decided they wanted to get rid of me. And we had a business meeting one night, and I let everybody say what they wanted to say. And I said that night, you give me a generation to preach that book and old-fashioned standards to your kids, and let's just see how they turn out. We had a vote. 704 voted for me to stay, and 209, I think it was, 39 maybe, voted for me to leave. I bless God for these 38, almost 39 years. I've been standing up here preaching the same gospel for all this time. I rest my case. I rest my case. Now, some of you parents of 40 years old, you better listen to a 71-year-old man. Some of you moms and dads that are allowing your kids to go to public schools, you better listen to a man who knows what he's talking about.
When you say, I know somebody went to public school and turned out right.
For every one you can show me, I can show you 100 that went to Christian schools and turned out right. And for every one you can point to that turned out wrong in our schools, I can point to 50 that turned out wrong in the heathen schools. I'm simply saying, the wall, we can build that. We have. The gate, that's up to you. You've got to guard it. But thank God, the watchman, the old man, the old fanatic, the old narrow-minded preacher, old fellow who lives in the last generation. Fellow came to hear me preach the other night, and he came to my study after service. He said, you're 50 years behind time. I said, thank you. Thank you. Decency is 50 years behind time. Virginity is 50 years behind time. Chastity is 50 years behind time. Honesty is 50 years behind time. Give me the old-time religion. Give me the old-time religion. Just give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me, and bless God, it's the only hope for America. I ask the question. Are you staying inside the walls? We provided for you walls of protection for your kids. What are you doing about the gates? We can't go home and man the gates in your house. It's time you decided to not let the devil have your kids. Tell you what, every mom and dad here join hands with me. And join hands, he's been on the platform. And join hands with First Baptist Church and his schools and convictions. And I'll tell you what. We will, and we are, turning out the best kids in America. If you don't believe it, look at them, and I rest my case. Would you bow your heads, please?